Welcome to another edition of the Gold Nose Podcast. I'm your host, Gregory McCoy. This podcast is by a fan for fans. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me, in my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is March 27th, 2020. I got about five different segments here for this episode and my daily coronavirus rant. I hope you enjoy it. First and foremost, the coronavirus rant. Just learned some disturbing information this morning about the stimulus package. Not gonna go into any details. But I implore you to do your research on that stimulus package, what they initially tried to put into that stimulus package, and the Democrats denied it. I would implore you to look that up. It's people get on the internet and just say crazy stuff, and you know, they try to make like conspiracy theorists are crazy, but I implore you to get on the internet, do your research, and see why that first stimulus package did not pass. Okay? I was at work, I was watching the news, and I heard them say what I've been doing to combat the coronavirus, stuff that I've been doing to combat the coronavirus, they actually said on TV. I don't know. I don't know what the media or the government is trying to accomplish, but it wasn't from the mainstream news. It was like a show. I don't know the name of the show, but it's kind of like TMZ. But on a lesser scale, it comes on late at night. And it was like, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this. And I'm like, I already knew to do all that because I went through this crap in 2016. Because I had all the symptoms back in 2016 of the coronavirus. And, you know, I didn't panic. I didn't go out buying toilet paper and, you know, panicking. I knew what to do. And it was taught to me by a deceased family member. You know, that's what I would tell you to do, man. Do your research. Learn how to take care of your body. Learn what your body needs to fight off viruses, and you'll be fine. I don't really engage with the public as far as like, you know, really anything beyond this podcast. Cause I just see people going crazy over toilet paper, but the stuff you need to actually beat the virus is fully stocked at any store. So it's crazy times, man. So, I hope everything works out for everybody. I hope this country can get back to some sense of normalcy, and, we'll see what happens. All right. Let's get to this Florida State stuff. First segment is entitled Jordan Travis Looks Comfortable in His Offense. From what I've seen on YouTube, the philosophy here is get the ball out of your hands quick, and Jordan Travis can do that. He doesn't have a cannon where he can throw a 15 yard out, but if you say, hey, throw this pass between 5 and 10 yards, he can do that. And he's athletic enough. The West Coast offense fits him perfectly because he's athletic. So I wouldn't be surprised if he wins the job just off athleticism. I know James Blackman is the incumbent, but I wouldn't be surprised if Jordan Travis is out there just based on athleticism. The few little practices that I watch or that are available on YouTube, I mean, he was throwing spirals. Like, that was like my first time seeing this guy throw spirals. He usually throw ducks. So that's just another sign to me that he's comfortable. Because when a quarterback can put that spin on that ball like that, they're confident in what they're doing. You know, if Jordan Travis had James Blackman's arm and you know, he was a little bit more cerebral, he'd be one of the best quarterbacks in the country. But, you know, he obviously doesn't have that. So I'm just hoping that he can improve from his sophomore year to his junior year and, you know, give us something. Because my first time seeing him was in that Boston College game last season. And I was just like, wow, this kid's got some wheels. And, you know, let me know what you think about that segment, man. Jordan Travis looks comfortable in this offense. Next segment is entitled, Is Eddie Goldman a FSU all-time great? And I just like to look at the numbers, all right? His career, 2012, 2013, 2014, all right? 62 total tackles, 31 unassisted, 31 assisted. Eight tackles for a loss for his career. Four sacks for his career. But the stats really are not an indicator of how much of an impact that he had. I mean, he bulldozed a lot of offensive linemen, so they couldn't get to the linebackers. And you've seen a Telvin Smith making plays. 6'4", 320 from Washington, D.C. Again, that DMV pipeline that we once had. I'm hoping that we can reestablish it. You know, because we used to go up there and get, I mean, just, you know, crazy talent. So I'm just hoping that we can reestablish that pipeline. But this guy was a beast, man. He's a more explosive version of Marvin Wilson. All right. I put him and Marvin Wilson like in the same category. But as long as you got your boy, the defensive line coach, I forget his name. Please forgive me. My mind is just drawing a blank right now. But you're going to get defensive line talent because he's arguably the best defensive line coach in the country. So, is he an all-time great? I'm going to say no. I don't think he's up there. And I just say defensive line. Florida State hasn't had, like, great defensive tackles. We've had great defensive ends. So he's up there, but I'm not going to put him in the starting rotation. I would go with someone else. I would probably go with, like, a Wadsworth who played defensive tackle or a Corey Simon as my first team, but he would definitely be in that second or third team. So let me know what you think about Eddie Goldman, man. Is he an all-time great at Florida State? Okay. next segment is entitled Just Our Luck. Florida State basketball could have run the table, but the coronavirus destroyed all that. I really felt like we could have ran the table in the ACC tournament and the NCAA tournament. One of the best defensive teams in the nation, one of the best rebounding teams in the nation. You know, they really could go 11 deep on their team, which is rare. It was just taken away from us, man. I don't know. Maybe if they can, you know, get this thing figured out by May 1st, maybe they can still have it. But, you know, it's just a lost year. I mean, it's just a lost year, man. You know, this coronavirus thing is no joke. So, you know, but you got to hand it to Leonard Hamilton for doing a tremendous job. But it's very upsetting that we didn't get to compete for a national championship. And but the greater issue is being healthy. So I completely understand. But as a fan of this team and just a sports fan in general, you like to see the games. You like to see competition. So that's my only thing. Hopefully we can come back next year if sports continue and be better. So let me know what you think about that segment. Basketball being shut down over the coronavirus. Next segment is entitled Internet Provider TV, Good or Bad Investment. I've actually had a few of them. It's a good investment if you're just trying to watch TV and you don't care about the buffering that comes with internet provider TV. There's a lot of buffering. That's my only thing. If they had the network of, say, a YouTube TV where it didn't buffer, and YouTube TV rarely ever buffers, then of course it would be a great investment. But that's the only issue. You get all those channels with IPTV and it just buffers. And it's just like, okay, I don't care if it's only $15 a month. It's buffering. Like, you know, it might be my connection, but with YouTube TV, it doesn't. Nothing buffers, so I have to say it's on their end. So I would say it's I would say it's probably 60-40 bad investment just from the buffering thing. If the buffering was fixed, I would say, hey, 100% go with IPTV. Buffering is big, especially when you're watching sports. Like I had it during the Super Bowl. I couldn't even get the Super Bowl to come on because everybody was crashing the network. So, so let me know what you think about that segment. Internet provider TV, good or bad investment. Next, last segment is entitled Football Players in College Should Be Paid, But Not by the Universities. You know, I'm real big on this, man. I think it's just time to open up the floodgates. I wouldn't say you could still let these guys get paid and not let the universities or the NCAA do it. You can let them have YouTube channels, Instagram. You know, it's all kinds of ways to get paid. They could do commercials. They could, you know, actually get a job, be like a dealership, you know, one of those dealership guys that does little commercials and stuff, and you just put a cap on it. Okay, you can't make this amount of money in 1 year, and you have to pay taxes on it. Easy. But for whatever reason, they won't let them do it. And that just makes me upset. But we all know that these guys are getting paid regardless. You know, a top-notch athlete, you know, suddenly changes from one elite program to another elite program. That should just tell you, okay, this guy got paid. So, I mean, it is what it is. Everybody buys players, but it's just certain programs that are elite now. I would like to know who their financial backer is. And some programs have done like an elite job hiding who their financial backer is to get that talent. I respect it. I don't sit here and you know, downgrade a program because of it, because this stuff has been going on forever. So let me know what you think about that segment, man. It's going to conclude this episode. It's available on YouTube. It's available wherever podcasts are available. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate your support. Be safe out here, man. It's really crazy. You know, just be respectful, be humble. Take the high road when you out here. And just, you know, be safe. Be safe. Be cautious, be aware of your surroundings, and be safe. And as always, go Noles.